This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Consumers can breathe a big sigh of relief. The port strike along the East and Gulf Coast is over 3 days after it began. Longshoremen's Association Vice President Scott Cowan spoke at the Port of Baltimore.
They can provide, put food on the table, pay their bills. They don't have to worry anymore, possibly losing their cars or their homes or anything like that.
CBS's Jolene
Kent. There have been major concerns about supply chain issues, with one estimate putting the economic impact of this strike at as much as $4.5 billion a day. There's also one study showing that for each day of the strike, it would take roughly 6 days to clear the backlog.
Dock workers have agreed to extend their contract and return to the bargaining table next year. In Tehran today. The Ayatollah Khamenei leading prayers there for the first time in 5 years. He says Iran's allies, quote, will not back down after Israeli attacks in and around Beirut. Lebanese health officials say 37 people have been killed in the last 24 hours. Verdicts in the cases of three former Memphis police officers in the beating death of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last year. Correspondent Elise Preston.
All three officers were found guilty of trying to cover up what happened the night Tyree Nichols was beaten, but not guilty on other crimes, including the most serious ones, like violating his civil rights. All three officers were taken into custody.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles could reopen one of the most talked about murder cases of the 1990s after the release of a new Netflix drama about brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez. They're serving life for killing their parents. District Attorney George Gascon.
One possibility, what is being alleged by his lawyers, not by us, that there was evidence that had that evidence been presented to the jury, the outcome of this case would have been different.
The brothers claim they were sexually abused. The Fed will be watching closely when the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the jobs report this morning. Analysts predict a gradual slowdown in hiring and a modest increase in wages. CBS's Jolene
Kent. We expect to see 140,000 jobs added in September and the unemployment rate holding steady at about 4.2%.
A country music megastar is denying allegations of sexual assault. The New York Times says Garth Brooks went to court to try to stop a woman from filing a lawsuit accusing him of raping and assaulting her in an L.A. hotel room during a work trip 5 years ago. She says she worked as Brooks' hairstylist and makeup artist. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A decades-old mystery surrounding the death of baby John Doe in Kenosha County has reached a conclusion without criminal charges. The infant's remains were discovered in 1989 beneath a bridge over the Des Plaines River. The remains were exhumed in 2016 for DNA testing, leading to an identification of next of kin in 2022. Despite treating the case as a homicide, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department say they had to close the investigation. Due to a conflict in the district attorney's office in Kenosha, the Racine County District Attorney's Office worked the case and declined to file charges. They've not made a comment about why no charges are filed despite a DNA connection being found. As six Racine City Council members continue their boycott, the body is looking for another rep. The deadline is today for Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District to apply for a vacant seat on the Common Council. The position became available following the resignation of Alicia Jarrett. Interested individuals must submit their applications by the end of the day. Nothing got done at this week's council meeting due to the boycott. If things are resolved by October 15th, they may appoint that new member from the 14th. And an interactive production of Treasure Island starts its run today in Racine. Through Sunday, you can see the Racine Children's Theater performance at the Theater Guild. A statement says audience members will become part of the show, helping to create stormy seas, mosquito-filled jungles, and ghostly treasure caves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 75. We could catch an isolated thundershower tomorrow night. Then a little cooler Sunday with sunshine and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
We're at a Holiday Inn Express. So the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like four pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend. You know, and you're like, that's enough. They had batter and syrup, and so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes, you turn it over, you open it, half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age, so we go through, he's in front of me, batter and syrup, they're in clear containers, they're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, we're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, hey, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life and I've never seen this.
you go, Diana Ross and the Supreme Stop in the Name of Love. I used to do that. I went to the radio station at the Christmas party. We all had to do some kind of, you know, act. So it was four of us there, and we were doing Stop in the Name of Love. You know, putting the hand out, you know, stop in the, waving your finger in the name of, then you put your hand over your heart, name of love. You have to see it. Anyway, that was what I did, Stop in the Name of Love. Hey, good morning. I am so sorry. I don't know what to tell you. A lot of people very bummed out. The Brewers in first place all season long, and it comes down to a home run by the Mets to end all their hopes. I was listening to the game on WRJN last night. I was in the car, and I thought the announcer was going to start crying at the end. I'll see you 2025. You know, it was spring training, and I felt terrible. You know, it's a heartbreak all season long. Number one, we're number one, we're first place, and we're going right through. Just get rid of these pesky New York Mets, and we're all ready to go. Well, it didn't turn out like that, and it was a shame. I felt terrible last night. I felt terrible for the players, but I felt terrible for the announcers and the fans. They look like, oh, no. Yeah, it's another season next year. The Brewers will do it again. This year, it just wasn't their time. So, but, yeah, it was a heartbreaker last night. Looking ahead, high school sports tonight, 6:30 pregame. Waterford at Westosha Central. Dick Graceff is going to be with us this morning to preview the game. Tomorrow we've got the Badgers hosting Purdue pregame, 9 a.m. Get your waffles ready. We'll have breakfast with the Badgers. And Sunday we've got the Packers in Los Angeles take on the Rams at 1 p.m. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, got some great sports for you right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Right now we've got some cloudy weather with a gradual clearing expected today. Highs near 67. Clear tonight, sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Right now cloudy, 63 here at Radio Park.
Nelson put job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Clean a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on a river.
I'm Mary CCR, 615 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits, where it's time for Odd But True. You know, each year in Japan, thousands of people deliberately disappear without a trace. It's a phenomenon so common, they actually have a name for it. It's called evaporated people. I don't mind disappearing. I just don't want to be evaporated, you know. And they do it on their own accord, too. They just want to disappear. Evaporated people. I don't like the way that sounds. It's Robert Knight, Everlasting Love, 615, WRJN.
Hearts go astray.
News and timeless hits, 618 at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM, the historic legendary frequency everywhere. You know, I don't like to fly because I don't trust planes anymore. Too much bad stuff going on in the news with planes. However, this may change my mind. A United flight from San Francisco to Houston had to land in Albuquerque last month after a medical emergency on board. 150 passengers got delayed overnight. So the pilot turned it into a pizza party because all the restaurants in the airport were closed at that hour. So he ordered 30 pizzas to be delivered from a local restaurant. Then he made sure everyone got as much as they wanted before he made himself a plate. See? Maybe I will fly after all, but that guy's got to be there.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
distinction. Lover, let me be lonely. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. The first fast food burger chain in the United States. What was it? McDonald's, right? Nope. Burger King? Absolutely not. Wendy's? Forget it. It was White Castle. It was established back in 1921 and was the first chain to have every store make its food in one standard way so it would look and taste the same everywhere. I remember going to White Castle's as a kid, going to work with my dad. He used to stop at White Castle on the way in and we'd pick up some burgers because that's all they had. They had little tiny square burgers. Now I buy them in the supermarket. Yeah, they sell them there, and they taste just like the store. So, yeah, White Castle's all right. 626 at WRJN with the Marvelettes now. '60s, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, all those great names. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:29. Well, you finally made it through that mountain of toilet paper you stockpiled during the pandemic, and now Americans are panic buying toilet paper. It might slow down because the port strike has been settled. But as of yesterday, it wasn't late, early yesterday, so people were panic buying toilet paper again. Experts say there's no reason for it. 90% of our toilet paper comes from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Never is brought in on a boat. Why is it when there's a panic, the first thing we run to the stores for is toilet paper? Milk, water, bread, eggs. Never a panic buy over that. It's always over toilet paper. What's with us? It's 6:30 on the knocking now at WRJN. Let's check news of the morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A decades-old mystery surrounding the death of baby John Doe in Kenosha County has reached a conclusion without criminal charges. The infant's remains were discovered in 1989 beneath a bridge over the Des Plaines River. The remains were exhumed in 2016 for DNA testing, leading to an identification of next of kin in 2022. Despite treating the case as a homicide, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department say they had to close the investigation. Due to a conflict in the district attorney's office in Kenosha, the Racine County District Attorney's Office worked the case and declined to file charges. They've not made a comment about why no charges were filed despite a DNA connection being found. As six Racine City Council members continue their boycott, the body is looking for another rep. The deadline is today for Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District to apply for a vacant seat on the Common Council.
The position became available following the resignation of Alicia Jarrett. Interested individuals must submit their applications by the end of the day. Nothing got done at this week's council meeting due to the boycott. If things are resolved by October 15th, they may appoint that new member from the 14th. And an interactive production of Treasure Island starts its run today in Racine. Through Sunday, you can see the Racine Children's Theater performance at the Theater Guild. A statement says audience members will become part of the show, helping to create stormy seas, mosquito-filled jungles, and ghostly treasure caves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Kids and animals, two of the most difficult subjects to work with if you want a good picture. But Lee McCullough Jordan out of Broadhead has figured it out. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. World Dairy Expo will come to a conclusion this afternoon with the naming of the Supreme Champion. And no doubt, plenty of photographers will be trying to capture that moment. Lee McCullough Jordan is a professional cattle photographer. She's working at World Dairy Expo and explains it takes a team to capture the perfect picture of these beautiful bovines.
We're trying to, like you said, glamour shots. We're trying to make the heifer or cow look as best as she can to her ability. I got about 12 people on staff here today, a couple outside getting her ready, getting her cow makeup put on, get her brushed off and looking good. And then on the inside, one person per leg, and it's a matter of an inch forward, inch back to get her looking just right. And we want to have their head, their nose up so you get the length of neck and style. So there's a guy out front making all kinds of weird noises. Trying to get a cow to look is always the trick. It's you can't tell them to smile, but we can do tricks to get them looking good.
Lee McCullough Jordan from Broadhead. She is a professional cattle photographer at World Dairy Expo. She says it takes, on average, 5 minutes or less to get the animal posed properly for the picture. And during World Dairy Expo, she will photograph approximately 1,000 animals.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And a dairyman from Lamira has been presented the highest recognition given to a dairy cattle showman. Tom Cole of Budjohn Farms in Lamira was presented the 82nd Klusendorf Award. The award itself is a silver trophy designed by Tiffany Jewelers out of New York City. The award was started back in 1937. Tom Cole, Budjohn Farms, the 82nd Klusendorf Award winner. More food news available at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick snapshot on Friday Food and Farming News. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 75. We could catch an isolated thundershower tomorrow night. Then a little cooler Sunday with sunshine and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
But the vegetables in the steakhouse, they don't come with the steak. They're a la carte, like leg room on Southwest. And they're not even called vegetables, they're called side dishes. Because what they do to vegetables in steakhouses, they're no longer vegetables.
You get our spinach that we cooked in ice cream. There's also our house specialty, which is a baked potato stuffed with 20 sticks of butter. If you're on a diet, we can do it with 19 sticks.
But I love a steak. When I die, I want to be buried in a steakhouse. Well, not buried, just my casket on display. And, you know, people in steakhouse, they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, what's the deal with the casket?
That was a comedian. His one wish, yeah, I'll have a ribeye. Coming right up, Mrs. Gaffigan.
WRJN.
other girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
And Timeless Hits with Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry at WRJN. You know, all week long, you love the Timeless Hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN. But remember, there's more Timeless Hits on Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, Buddy Holly, and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra. Sundays from 7 to noon. I don't want to short him. 7 to noon, Luke curates an amazing blend of songs and weaves fun, quirky, and always entertaining themes. Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, a Sunday morning must hear on WRJN. Breakfast with Lou Regani. Sunday mornings. I love it. Manfred Mann. Here comes the Mighty Quinn.
Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on.
house. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
Man, the Mighty Quinn. It's hard to believe that's the same guy who did Do What Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do, huh? Have you ever wondered how NFL players feel about Taylor Swift taking over their sport? According to an anonymous poll, 72.5% of NFL players think Taylor Swift's presence at games has been a positive for the league. Huh? Only 4.9% think it's been a negative. 22.5% said no effect. All right. Most NFL players say, yeah, she's bringing good attention to the NFL. That's good.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
A real Eleanor Rigby. I believe that's a real person because I saw something once a while ago where they showed the actual grave, unless it was just a coincidence, but they showed the tombstone of Eleanor Rigby. So I don't know if the Beatles wrote about a real person or not, but they had a great song out of it. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN, and congratulations to Kim White from Racine for winning our grand prize in the Go for the Green or Gold Civic Media Statewide Contest. Kim will receive a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay play New Orleans on Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay.
Kim, congratulations.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So what did I win? The ticket?
You won the tickets. You get a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. We loved it, and I'm just so happy that we won. Thank you so very much.
Hey, Kim, what station do you listen to on Civic Media?
WRJN.
Oh, in Racine.
For sure.
Congratulations from everybody at Civic Media. Enjoy those tickets. Enjoy that game. And thanks for listening.
Well, thank you. You made my day.
Well, Kim, guess what? You made our day here at WRJN. Out of all our stations in Civic Media, we had the winner, Kim White. Congratulations, Kim. and enjoy the game. But we have another game coming up with the Packers this Sunday. They'll be out on the West Coast to take on the L.A. Rams. Pregame 1 p.m. right here at WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
Jackie DeShannon. Local news and Tamla's hits, WRJN. Wouldn't it be great if a robot can just follow your pet around and clean up after their messes? Well, someone may have invented one. An inventor from Minnesota has just invented the poop copter. It's the world's first aerial-bound, self-guided dog poop removal system. Get this. It's got something called the sky dump. It will dump the contents on your neighbor's lawn if you want. Oh, the poop copter. Yeah, let's forget about all the diseases we have to cure. And oh, let's work on the poop copter. Eh? All right. Cloudy and gradual clearing today. Highs near 67. Clear tonight. Sunny Saturday. Sunny Sunday. Right now it's cloudy and 63 degrees at Radio Park with the Big O. Here's Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman,
the next hour, Dick Graceff is going to be here. He's going to talk about the high school football game of the week tonight. It's Waterford at Westosia Central. 6:30 p.m. pregame right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, show and tell. Here's Al Wilson.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you. Girl, so show the hand.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right. I don't want to make you feel old or anything this morning, but I'm going to make you feel old. What's a specific moment that made you think, wow, I'm old? Well, here are a few examples. The first time someone called you ma'am or sir, when you have to keep scrolling to find your birth year in a drop-down menu. I just had to do that the other day. And he would go, okay, keep going. 70s, 60s, 50s, keep going. How about when you catch yourself making getting up and sitting down noises like, oh, yeah. Yeah. How about when a celebrity pops up in an ad and you have no idea who they are? When you come across a photo of a celebrity you loved as a kid and you realize, wow, they're ancient. And when you're worried, you might throw your back out just by coughing too hard. All true. Hey, good morning at WRJM. We've got a lot of sports coming up this weekend. I'm so sorry about the Brewers. If I could take it back and make them win, I would for you. It was a heartbreak. I was listening on the radio last night here on WRJM. I thought the Brewers announcer was going to cry. He said, I'll see you in 2025 once again for another year with the Brewers. I was ready to cry, too. I felt so bad for the guy. His heart was breaking. All right, but we do have football to make you feel better. We've got high school football tonight, 6:30, Waterford at Westosha Central. Tomorrow, it's Purdue at Camp Randall Stadium to take on the Badgers. Pregame 9 o'clock at WRJN. And Sunday, pregame 1 p.m. when the Packers are on the West Coast to take on the Rams. All happening right here at WRJN. Well, guess what? It's exactly 7 o'clock now at WRJN. Let's check news.